USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people known dead from a pair of tornadoes that touched down in southeastern Alabama late yesterday, and that death toll is expected to rise. And Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says,
we also have had several individuals that have been transported that were injured. But again, at this point, our efforts are geared towards search and rescue.
Another day, another Democrat joining a crowded field of presidential hopefuls, as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has launched his bid for the White House this morning with a video release.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
He says he'll push for progressive reforms on things like health care and gun control. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Oakland teachers are returning to the classrooms after a tentative contract agreement's been reached. The deal includes an 11% raise for teachers over 4 years and a one-time 3% bonus. A House resolution aiming to block President Trump's emergency declaration at the border gaining some support even from some Republican senators. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of the resolution. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. The sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Federal investigators are going to be looking into a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car. A National Transportation Safety Board team is to be in Florida today to investigate Friday morning's crash north of Miami. A 50-year-old man died when his Model 3 slammed into a semi and slid under the trailer. It tore the roof off that high-performance luxury electric car. Investigators will try to learn whether the Tesla's semi-autonomous driving system or its automatic emergency braking system were working when that crash occurred. A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is scheduled for today in a Massachusetts district courtroom, but Spacey is not required to appear. The actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after he was accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. Last week, Spacey's defense team filed several new court motions, including one asking for cell phone records from the accuser. And SpaceX has stepped closer to taking astronauts into space after the Crew Dragon reached the International Space Station yesterday as the first ever private spacecraft ultimately designed to take astronauts into orbit to blast off from Cape Canaveral and carry 400 pounds of cargo to the space station, as well as a life-size test dummy named Ripley. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.